How do these prophetic things come to you? Just tell us a little bit about how that's accomplished.
Well, it's in various ways. The they will come almost always during my Mass, and then at any other time also, but the majority of the things are during Mass. What happens is I will quite often, I'll give you an example. This, in the messages here, we have this one statement about watching for another coming war, like the Iraq War. And I have that on my website. And the way that one transpired is very common. And I saw a particular angel, and it's like merely seeing another person kind of at a distance, you know, a face that's at a distance. And it's like he's coming up close to me, and he's talking to me the closer he gets. And as he's talking, I will quite often, or the majority of the time, see a hypothetical situation about what he's talking about. Sometimes, and heaven will tell me if this is the actual event that I'm seeing. And so it's sort of like seeing things through pictures and through instructions at the same time. And then there's another part of it that's interior, that's extremely deep interior, that a whole nother conversation is going on. And this conversation is the one that I consider the most important one, because this is the one that I know that the devil can't touch, because what is happening is that conversation is completely wrapped in a prayer. And I know the devil cannot read nor understand and know prayer. He cannot interfere with it. He can't communicate with it, and he can't impersonate it. There's a lot of things he can do to impersonate visions and do what I call tailgating. He'll get in on the very end of a vision that a mystic may be having or a seer and go in and add some falsehood behind another vision if a person's not being careful. And virtually every time they try this too. So I can almost always expect that it's at the point of when this other part is finished to have almost like a flickering of the film and another part continues on. And that's always the devil trying to get in there to say something or add something to it. And so there are some times where the instructions come in dreams. The prophet Daniel in the Old Testament, it's recorded how he said God taught him in his dreams. And a great majority of the things heaven told me about the future some years ago all came in dreams. And I would wake up thoroughly exhausted and within a few minutes completely recover from the dream. Sometimes when I would be taken in by a location, one time when I was taken to India, and I was assisting a particular priest in a mountain area.
Mm-hmm.
And this went on for some months. And each time I came back from by location, I'd be covered in insect bites that I received there. And when the priest died, the bilocation stopped. But I ran into another priest in Rome who was actually a cohort of his that was from Japan, who this other priest had told him about me. And so I began to help his mission in Japan indirectly because of him being told from someone I was helping through a bilocation. I was actually going and being his assistant when I was a deacon and helping him give communion to people in the different villages he was going to. And so this is a lot of it right there. Sometimes I actually will see another individual who is receiving a vision or instructions from heaven, and I'm understanding everything they're seeing, but it's like I'm watching them get it. But we're both receiving the same thing at the same time. Then there are times where I actually go into a complete ecstasy, to where you could take a baseball bat to me and I would never know it until afterwards. And heaven communicates, there may be anything. At times like that, it's usually when something exceptional is happening. A number of times I say I don't know how to say it without it sounding kind of proudful, but a number of times the Blessed Mother has let me hold the child Jesus. But the thing is, when it's over with, I can't remember what it was like. I only know it happened. And I've asked the Blessed Mother, why can't I remember it? And she's always told me how God doesn't want me to, because it would change and affect my personality just too much. That heaven is not trying to, in my case, what heaven does with me is I do not receive many benefits that some others receive. The only thing is, sometimes our Blessed Mother feels sorry for me and she'll give me something. I was very childishly envious of a mystic who received a flower from the Blessed Mother one time, and she had given them a particular beautiful red rosary, and I was very envious of it, and only because he'd gotten it from the Blessed Mother. And that night she appeared to me, and she handed me a very common rosary, and she said, "Here, little boy, I hope this makes you feel better." Well, actually, it really made me feel quite ashamed for how childish I'd been at being so petty, but it was my just human nature coming out.
We all have to learn somehow, don't we?
Closeness. But, you know, but that's nothing that's very common with me, but I do know some mystics who virtually can stick their hand out and bam, it appears in their hands.